Richland Center.
ABC News at Noon is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It is 67 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There are tornado warnings across South Florida as Hurricane Milton begins its progression toward the state's western coast. The rain starting to fall in Tampa, where the storm surge could be as high as 12 feet. Further south in Sarasota, it could be 15 feet. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says Helene and Milton back-to-back wasn't ideal, but...
We've done this before. We've done multiple events before. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but we've planned for this. We've done this, and we're going to make sure nobody has needs, and we're going to keep people there to support them.
Steady rain and winds now beginning to gust in the Tampa Bay area. President Biden has a phone call scheduled today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as Israel weighs its response to Iran's recent ballistic missile barrage, and as the Gaza Health Ministry says more than 42,000 Palestinians have now died. Voting by mail beginning in Arizona, both vice presidential candidates will be there, both in Tucson today. This is ABC News. Ethel Kennedy, widow of Robert F. Kennedy and the last remaining member of the family's generation that included JFK, is in the hospital after suffering a stroke. Double trouble for Boeing. It's now on to the fourth week of the strike that stopped work on a lot of planes. And ABC's Gio Benitez says...
Talks broke down between Boeing and the union, representing 33,000 factory workers. Boeing said further negotiations just don't make sense, and the company actually withdrew its proposal. Now, the union says that the company refused to bargain on wage increases, vacation, sick leave, 401ks, and worker pensions.
And the FAA says there's an issue with some Boeing 737s. There are reports of the rudder becoming jammed. Honda today recalling nearly 1.7 million cars with issues that could suddenly make them hard to steer. Several models from 2023 through 2025 model years are affected, including some Civic, CRVs, and Acura Integras. The problem's a defect. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hello, everyone. Kenny, the wannabe baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
At Richland Locker, this week's specials include a quarter loin bone-in pork chops for just $2.48 per pound and center cut bone-in chops at $2.98 per pound. Savor oven roasted turkey for $7.98 per pound and pepper jack sliced cheese for only $5.98 per pound. Don't forget to explore their wine selection. Buy four Wisconsin wines and get 10% off. Visit Richland Locker today for these great deals and more.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 67 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for staying pleasant with abundant sunshine this afternoon, a high of 72. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 42. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 75. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 36, we're at our high so far for the day at 67.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Commercial, residential plowing, skid steer, mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, egress windows, landscaping, and land clearing. Advanced Contracting Solutions' comprehensive array of landscaping and groundscaping services makes it a one-stop shop. They manage all property for any lawn care needs. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions' goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center. Call them at 608-475-3973.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Today marks the final Richland Area Farmers Market this season. At the market, they hope to have fresh flowers, lots of breads and baked goods, cookies, pies, scones, apples, greens, green beans, kohlrabi, onions, garlic, potatoes, tomatoes, radishes, maple syrup, honey, canned goods, eggs, dried herbs, squash, gourds, pumpkins, meats, and more. The market accepts EBT SNAP benefits and senior vouchers. If you still have tokens left over after today's market, keep them and bring them back for next season. How do you know when they're ready to start? Listen for the bell. No early sales. They start promptly at 1:30 and close at 6 p.m. They want everyone to have a fair chance to purchase what's at the market. The farmers market has become a wonderful gathering place in the community. This is the last time the summer market will be at the depot this season. So come on down, sit a spell, have a bite to eat, or even shop. See you today for the final Richland Area Farmers Market. And thanks for another great season in Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It's 67 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A bicyclist was fatally injured last night in the township of Fairfield. At approximately 5:10, the Sauk County Dispatch Center was notified of a hit-and-run crash involving an SUV and a bicyclist on Levy Road near North Hine Road. It was reported that the bicyclist was thrown from the bicycle into the ditch and that the SUV continued east on Levy Road toward the Columbia County line. A second bicyclist that was on scene called 911 and began CPR. Life-saving measures were conducted by paramedics from Baraboo Fire and EMS, but they were ultimately unsuccessful, and the bicyclist, Kristen M. Harding, 61 of Baraboo, was pronounced dead at the scene. With assistance from the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, the suspect vehicle and operator were located on Tritts Road in Columbia County at approximately 6:45 last night. The operator of the vehicle has been identified as Taureen M. Johnson Putman, 31 of rural Baraboo. Johnson Putman was arrested for hit and run involving death, homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle, operating without a valid license and causing death of another person, operating a motor vehicle without insurance, and failure to notify police of an accident. Johnson Putman was transported to the Sauk County Jail and turned over to custody of jail staff. Just back from a deployment to western North Carolina to assist in the wake of Hurricane Helene, members of the Wisconsin Department of Emergency Management's Task Force 1 are ready to head to Florida. Bob Zimmerman is a Task Force 1 leader. He said they've submitted a response to Florida's request of assistance for Hurricane Milton, and if needed, will be ready to deploy immediately. Zimmerman said the things that task force members learn in training at Volk Field and on deployments can be applied when they return to their local agencies. Task Force 1 has more than 130 members around the state, and personnel from 8 fire departments took part in the Helene deployment. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is claiming FEMA is running out of money, but the Federal Emergency Agency says it's not true. Hovde goes on to claim in a social media post that money for Hurricane Helene relief is being diverted to illegal immigrants. FEMA says that's not true either and is asking people to stop sharing the video. This summer's bird flu outbreak may be to blame for higher egg prices right now. UW-Madison economics professor Andrew Stevens says there is a lag between a rash of bird deaths and when new eggs start coming back into the system. It can take up to 6 months to fully replace an egg-laying hen. Stevens says there's also a shift in demand for eggs this time of year as more people start baking for the fall and winter. Farmers in Wisconsin and across the country will likely face a loss this year. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's September 2024 farm income forecast shows a decrease of almost 5%. Reasons for the shortfall include a drop in demand for household produce, a wet early summer making plant growth difficult, and challenges in finding farm workers. Those income projections may lead to a $6.5 billion loss for farmers across the country and will likely cause many to tighten spending until next spring. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Department of Revenue, published 2025 shared revenue estimates of over $1.5 billion, one of the most significant sources of funding provided by the state to local governments. Wisconsin shared revenue includes 8 programs providing state aid to counties, municipalities, tax increment districts, schools, technical college, and special districts annually. Counties and municipalities are set to see the realized benefits of the county and municipal aid and supplemental county and municipal aid being adjusted based on sales tax revenues next year, with an expected increase of $23.6 million to help invest in local community needs and priorities. These state aids are mostly general, unrestricted aids that can be used for any activity approved by the local governing body. Specifically, SCMA is the only unrestricted aid that must be used for specific purposes such as law enforcement, fire protection, emergency medical services, emergency response communications, public works, courts, and transportation. No SCMA amounts may be used for administrative services. Governor Tony Evers, chair of the Wisconsin State Building Commission, has announced the commission approved a total of $160.8 million in key projects around the state, including $50 million for 50 projects in communities across Wisconsin, funded through the new non-state grant program, which was created in the 2023-25 biennial budget enacted by Governor Evers last summer. These grants are targeted at bolstering critical infrastructure and services across key sectors such as health and wellness, economic and workforce development, arts and culture, and public services. By investing in projects that address pressing community needs, from expanding healthcare facilities to supporting workforce training and preserving cultural institutions, this funding will have a lasting statewide impact, ensuring resources are distributed fairly across both urban and rural areas. The 50 non-state grant program projects approved include $30,000 to Telluride Behavioral Health Incorporated to support mental health crisis stabilization, hospital and jail diversion services at their new Jackson Street facility in La Crosse, $800,000 to Wisconsin Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund Incorporated for the High Ground Multi-Use Visitor Center project, $2 million to Vernon Memorial Healthcare Foundation for MRI construction and to enhance access to healthcare, and $1,432,000 to the City of Baraboo for upgrades to local emergency response. In addition to the non-state grant program projects, the State Building Commission also approved acquisition of two key properties for the University of Wisconsin system, one at UW-Madison and the other at UW-Stevens Point, which align with each campus's long-term development strategies outlined in their respective master plans. These properties will support future academic and infrastructure projects essential to campus growth and modernization. Approval for five projects that will address a range of pressing infrastructure needs, which includes extensive exterior envelope repairs at UW-La Crosse and a major roof replacement at the Nielsen Tennis Stadium at UW-Madison. These projects are part of the UW System Minor Facilities Renewal Program. Approval of three UW System projects under the Instructional Space and Technology Projects Program, targeting essential upgrades to instructional space says across multiple campuses. Projects include renovations at the UW-La Crosse Wing Technology Center. These improvements are designed to enhance modern teaching and research capabilities, aligning with the growing demands of academic programs, and authorization for 24 facility maintenance and repair projects across various state agencies, including the Wisconsin Departments of Corrections, DHS, Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, and the UW System. These projects will address infrastructure improvements, safety upgrades, and essential repairs to ensure the ongoing functionality and safety of state-owned facilities. President Joe Biden has announced a plan to eliminate lead water pipes in every city in America in the next decade. Biden in Milwaukee Tuesday says Wisconsin is on the receiving end of more than $40 million to help remove local lead pipes. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, Milwaukee has the fifth highest number of lead pipes in the nation. The EPA estimates the new stricter standard will prevent up to 900,000 infants from having low birth weights and avoid up to 1,500 premature deaths a year from heart disease related to lead. The Biden-Harris administration is giving out roughly $2.6 billion nationwide to remove lead pipes. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will remain on the ballot in Wisconsin. Last month, the Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld a lower court's ruling that candidates can only be removed from the ballot if they die. On Monday, the court denied a motion from Kennedy's attorney to reconsider that ruling. Kennedy, who in August suspended his campaign and endorsed Donald Trump, filed a lawsuit to be removed from the ballot. He argued state law requiring independent candidates to withdraw up to a full month before Republicans and Democrats was unconstitutional. The latest Marquette poll showed 3% of respondents saying they'll vote for Kennedy. It's 67 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. Debt Cap's Michelle Reinen discusses PayPal scams next on WRCO's News at Noon.
WCCU strives to protect you and asks that you share this information with parents, grandparents, and others. Locally, we've seen a rise in illegal spoofing techniques. A fraudster uses caller ID to make a call look legitimate. If you answer a call and it is not who you expect, hang up. Do not rely on your caller ID. Also, never assume that an unexpected call is legitimate. If you receive a call asking personal questions or wanting to engage in conversation, hang up and call back using a reliable number on a bill, statement, or by using a local directory. As fraudsters continue to use these malicious, sneaky techniques, WCCU Credit Union encourages each of us to be vigilant and help spread the awareness to others.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Did you know that you can show off your school spirit with products from the Creative Outlet in Richland Center? We currently have custom scrapbooking products on hand for 28 different clubs, professional teams, and area school districts. We also have many school shirts consigned in our clothing area. Celebrate your school spirit with products purchased at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
It's 67 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:23. When transferring money online, whether it be to pay a bill, purchase an item, or to send money to an individual, many consumers use PayPal to make a safe and secure transaction. Because of its popularity, there are PayPal imposters trying to scam users of their transfer service. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Recently, we here at DADCAP have received a number of reports from consumers who were targeted by these PayPal scams. And so, again, this is the fake PayPal invoices that are out there, not the legitimate. But scammers use that fake PayPal because it is well known and individuals do use it in everyday life. The consumers described receiving invoices and money requests through PayPal from people they did not recognize about purchases that they had not actually made. In these scams, the requester sometimes includes a note that they hope will pressure the individual into sending money right away. And in other cases, scammers sent out an email invoice designed to look like a legitimate message from PayPal saying that consumer had recently purchased cryptocurrency, telecom services, or some other product. We have seen that variety there. And occasionally, a fake customer service phone number was provided, and if called, actually connected you to the scammer.
Scammers should not be able to access a PayPal account, but if it appears that they may have, action can be taken to make sure the account continues to be secure.
because people are out there purchasing and using PayPal as a mechanism of payment, that the scam could just trigger at the same time and you think that it's connected and that they are looking at your data when it just aligns. And so that's something to be cautious of. If you think that there's any way they could be monitoring that, you want to get into your account and be sure that you are changing your password so there is protection that no one can access that history and information. But if you receive suspicious or unexpected invoices or money requests, don't just pay out of the blue. If you suspect that it could be legit, check your own records to see if you've made that purchase and match the description. Never open any links or use any contact information provided in these requests. Instead, only use the information found on the PayPal's official website, which you go to on your own, again, without clicking any links, because you'll just want to verify information before you take action.
Michelle Reinen says that PayPal has associates to assist anyone that has been contacted by a PayPal imposter.
You'll want to be contacting that help center, which can be found on the official website. If you think that you have been receiving these questionable messages, or again, if you question something with your account.
If you suspect a scam or are a victim of any scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128, by email at datcphotline@wi.gov, or go to their website at datcp.wi.gov. The Wisconsin Builders Association has selected Senator Joan Balweg for the 2024 Friend of Housing Award for her work in the legislature to lower the cost of housing for families across Wisconsin. During the 2023-24 legislative session, Senator Balweg supported a bipartisan housing package, which established a revolving loan fund for infrastructure improvements for workforce and senior housing developments, revitalized Main Street housing and downtown properties, created new procedures for judicial review of land use decisions for residential developments, expanded Wisconsin's housing rehabilitation program to cover older properties, and converted or demolished vacant properties in rural communities to develop workforce and senior housing. To implement these new laws, the Joint Committee on Finance provided $525 million in the 2023-25 state budget. Additionally, she voted to increase the limit on bonds the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority issues by $200 million to finance housing projects supported by state and federal tax credits. Join City Utilities of Richland Center for their fourth annual Customer Appreciation Cookout today from 3:30 to 6:30 at the Community Center in Richland Center. Staff members will be in attendance to help answer questions. There will be various booths with representatives who will help educate about energy-saving programs, along with department demonstrations. The event will also feature food, drawings, and guessing games for bill credits. You can also qualify for gift cards, and by helping Electric Utility celebrate 120 years, customers will receive a complimentary gift. It's family fun and food at the City Utilities of Richland Center's fourth annual Customer Appreciation Cookout today from 3:30 to 6:30 at the Community Center in Richland Center. You can find out more about City Utilities on their website at cityutilitiesofrc.com and on their Facebook page. It's 68 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:29. Today's vital statistics are next.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com. pratt.com.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
From now to October 15th, Court & Main and A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are offering 36 months of equal payments with no interest on qualified purchases when you use your Synchrony Home Card. For this limited time, make your purchase with affordable monthly installments over 3 years with no interest if paid in full within 36 months. Please note, a 2% promotional charge will be applied by the credit card company. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine.
It's 68 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:31. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Conrad Joseph Schwingel Jr., 88 of Blue River, died yesterday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A graveside service will be held Friday at 10:30 at Greenwood Cemetery, rural Blue River. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family. Survivors of Conrad Schwingel Jr. include his son, Todd Schwingel of Blue River, daughter, Jane Dolan of Richmond, Texas, and seven grandchildren. Conrad Joseph Schwingel Jr., 88 of Blue River. Alfred W. Johnson, 93 of Richland Center, died September 29th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will follow in the Button Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Community Village. Alfred Johnson is survived by 4 children, Leroy Johnson and Lisa Lafferty, Luann and Ed Brown, Leonard and Tammy Johnson, and Laura and Alvin Whitaker, all of Richland Center. 5 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, 5 stepchildren, James and Judy Burroughs of Onalaska, Jerry Burroughs of Rockford, Illinois, Jeffrey and Tony Burroughs of Sparta, Jan Burroughs of New Orleans, and Karen and Roland Ziegler of Sparta. Step-son-in-law Tom Fortner of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Special step-grandchild Cindy and Larry Henderson of Colorado. Many step-grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Special friend Edna Slayback of Richland Center, and many other relatives and friends. Alfred W. Johnson, 93 of Richland Center. Dory Faber, 80 of Lone Rock, died Sunday at UW Health University Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 2 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 1 until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to St. Jude. Survivors of Dory Faber include 2 daughters, Jenny and Ryan, and Deanna and John. 2 sons, Barry and Cyril, and Derek and Carrie. 9 grandchildren, great-grandchildren, siblings, other relatives, and friends. Dory Faber, 80 of Lone Rock. Michael James Flynn, 82 of Highland, died August 18th at Upland Hills Health Hospital and Clinics. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday from 11 to 3 at the Highland Fire Department. A private family burial will be held in the Avoca Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family for a charity of their choosing. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Michael Flynn include his children, Rose and Don Williams of DeSoto, Bonnie and John Oxnam of Dodgeville, Pat and Jody Flynn of Highland, Mike Flynn and Kristen Anderson of Highland, Michelle and Eric Frederick of Spring Green, Jim and Susan Flynn of Four Oaks, North Carolina, and Joe and Tammy Flynn of Winterville, North Carolina. 13 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, a great-great-grandson, siblings David and Anna Mae Flynn, Terry and Sue Flynn, Kevin and Deb Flynn, Judy and Randy Huntington, Kate and Tom Ludlam, and Kelly and Vicki Flynn. Nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Michael James Flynn, 82, of Highland. William Richard Bill Oliver, 82, of Viola, died September 27th at home. A graveside service will be held at Manning Cemetery Saturday at 11 with military rites by Running Johnson Ray, VFW Post 3032. A celebration of life will follow the graveside service at the Legion Hall in Viola from noon to 4. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Viola Rescue Squad would be appreciated. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is serving the family. Bill Oliver is survived by his brothers, Harlan and Debbie, Gerald and Linda, Hugh and Pat, and David. Sisters Kay Sittig, Audrey, and Brenda and Brian Hinnick. Sisters-in-law Cheryl and Marvin Masher, and Serena and David Salisbury. Brother-in-law Robert and Iris Sanford, and many nieces, nephews, and friends. Also special cousin Sue O'Brien. William Richard Bill Oliver, 82, of Viola. Diane L. Turner, 70, of Bosque Bell, died September 28th at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 3 at the Bosque Bell Bowl and Banquet in Bosque Bell. A private family burial will be in the Bosque Bell Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Bosque Bell Bowl and Banquet Sunday from 1 until the time of service at 3. The Kendall Funeral Service in Bosque Bell is assisting the family. Diane Turner is survived by two daughters, Stephanie Miller and Darren Cornell of Bosque Bell, and Shannon and Mike Finnell of Gaze Mills. Four grandchildren, a great-granddaughter, a brother, Larry and Alice Turner of Verona, two sisters, Marcia and Tom Matthews of Prairie du Chien, and Marilyn and Denny Achenbach of Mount Horeb. Lifelong friends, Pat Reed and Cindy McDowell Kramer, and many special aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. Diane L. Turner, 70, of Bosque Bell. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Diane De La Cruz and Dustin Twining had a daughter, Viviana Luna.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Dale and Stacy Hagenston, Josh and Nicole Prohaska, Casey and Alicia Carlson, Michael and Brittany Sander, Ryan and Michelle Keller, and Tom and Donna Carlson. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great Wednesday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, this incredible long dry stretch we've had continues with high pressure parked across the region. Temperatures will stay several degrees above normal through Friday. In fact, it'll be warming up a bit as a south wind flow returns. Now, there will be a cold front marching through Friday afternoon or evening. Just a slight chance it could produce a sprinkler light shower over southern Wisconsin. Then Saturday night into Sunday, a low pressure will come out of northern Minnesota through central and northern Wisconsin. Should bring some steady rain to the northeast half of the state, but only a chance of a couple of light showers around here. Otherwise, gusty north and northwest winds Sunday will drive in much colder air, which will stick around early next week. There's even the possibility of some lake effect snow showers in the northern part of the Badger State. Things should quiet down for the middle of next week and start to gradually warm up as well. Now for the rest of today, rather pleasant with sunny blue skies, the temperature topping out around 72, east wind between 2 and 6. Mostly clear tonight, low 42. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny and a touch warmer, high in the mid-70s, southeast to south wind between 5 and 10. As we head into Friday, partly cloudy and summer-like, a slight chance of a light shower for the afternoon to early evening, high close to 80 degrees. As we go into Saturday, partly sunny and cooler, low temperature 44, high 66, 30% chance of light showers Saturday night, especially northern sections. On Sunday, mostly cloudy, windy and cool, spotty light showers expected, low at 41 with a high of 58. Monday, peaks of sun and chilly, stray sprinkles possible, low 33 with a high of 52. And Tuesday, partly or mostly sunny and still cool, low temperature 30 with a high of 53. Enjoy that sunshine. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 68 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 73, our low this morning was 36. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 68. The record high for this date set in 2010 is 87. The record low 22 was set in 2000. Last year's high was 57 with a low of 39. Sunset tonight will be at 6:29 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:09. Currently in Richland Center, we have south-southwest winds at 6 miles per hour. The barometer is up slightly to 30.08 and no precipitation to report. It's currently a sunny 68 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
From Accurate Livestock, tomorrow is our feeder sale. We got a few cattle here consigned, here at consignments. We got 8 to 10 black steers and heifers, 600, 650 pound shots, long time wean. 15 to 20 black steers, 4 to 500 pound shots, long time wean on some feed. 10 black heifers, 600 to 650 shots, getting grain on pasture. 10 to 15 Balingo steers and heifers, shots weaned 45 days on some feed. 10 to 15 Holstein steers off TMR, 550, 700. And 10 to 15 black steers and heifers, 500 to 650. Have more cattle called in, and sale starts at 11 tomorrow promptly. We take 4 to 7 tonight and open back up at 7 a.m. If you have any more questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipp, Schmeckery Livestock. Have a great day.
The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
If we want farmers to help clean up our carbon mess, we'd better be ready to pay them for it. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Around the world, farm and ranch lands are poised to push the needle toward net zero greenhouse gas emissions. But the University of Arkansas's Marty Matlock, a professor of ecological engineering, says we can't expect farmers to do that for free.
We have to figure out how to manage this process, and I think we're going to have to reshift our thinking that we need to start paying for the goods and services we get for free from agriculture, and that includes greenhouse gas sequestering, ecosystem services writ large, as well as all the other things that we value.
Matlock says we have to remember that agriculture is a business.
That means we can't just expect that our producers are going to do this based on economic incentives alone, because if it doesn't increase yield and decrease cost, it doesn't make business sense. It's got to increase yield, decrease cost, and pay the farmer. That means it's a social good, and I'm making a policy advocacy position here, but if we, the people, do not pay for social goods do not happen.
Matlock was part of a panel discussion on agriculture as a carbon sink at the recent Climate Week New York City. There's a link to a recording of that event on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Other issues are expected to come before Congress before a farm bill in the lame duck session. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvests will never be the same. Enter a new era of performance at pioneer.com/new era. A farm organization lobbyist is not expecting much progress on the farm bill during the lame duck session of Congress.
So to come back on a $1.25 trillion bill and do that in 20 days is going to be a pretty high mark to hit.
Michael Torrey with Torrey Advisory Group tells Brownfield disaster relief will likely keep the focus off the farm bill.
After the hurricane, they're talking about a disaster bill. And just before the hurricane happened, legislators from California introduced a bill also wanting disaster money. So I think we see a big disaster bill headed our way as in terms of what Congress is going to do and how they're going to address all these needs.
Torrey spoke to Brownfield during World Dairy Expo in Madison. A senior market advisor at Total Farm Marketing says farmers should be strategic when it comes to managing market volatility. Naomi Bloom says producers have been waiting for a price increase. She tells Brownfield the key is to be prepared for volatility.
After this recent rally that the grain market had, a lot of people made cash sales, but you also be needing to think strategically as far as, okay, now I have X amount of bushels that are still unpriced. How are you going to protect those bushels? So that's when you could look at various put option strategies.
Bloom says a strategic approach helps farmers prepare their operation for the uncertainty of the markets the rest of the year. A farm real estate specialist says ag land prices have been softening in some areas of the Corn Belt. Jim Ruthermich, vice president of Iowa Appraisal, says that trend could continue with a challenging farm economy.
What they're telling me at the auctions that the farmers are saying, you know, they're very cautious going into 2025. They look at 2025 as going to be break even at best. They think commodity prices are going to be low and input costs are going to be high.
He tells Brownfield sales have been decreasing. Ag meteorologist Drew Lerner says he's expecting the weather in South America to be favorable for corn and soybean production. Lerner says there's rain in the forecast that should improve the dry conditions that have limited field work in Brazil. And there's also no evolution of La Nina, which could encourage drier weather conditions to continue.
I'm of the opinion that we will see perhaps a little bit less than normal precipitation in Brazil over the course of the spring and summer, but I think it'll be timely what they do get. And in a normal year, Brazil receives more rain than it needs.
Argentine and Brazilian weather are expected to play a larger role in U.S. commodity prices heading into the end of the year. The USDA reports a sale of more than 125,000 tons of U.S. corn to unknown destinations. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
The first 3 years of every child's life are critical. Learn more about early intervention. How your baby or toddler plays, learns, talks, acts, and moves give important clues as to how they are developing. If you have any questions or concerns about whether your baby or toddler's development is on track, please call 1-800-515-BABY. That's 1-800-515-2229. Call 1-800-515-BABY. That's 1-800-515-2229.
Hey, Steve, finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online. Follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Teddy, no! Are you okay? Somebody do something!
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Hello, this is Chase Heston, 2 Tim Sock Oxford Realty, USA. Results at upcoming events. Large squares topped at $210 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Coin, online only auction ending October 16th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Vehicles, guns, wildlife mirrors, tools, household, and more. Online only auction ending October 23rd at 6 p.m. Soft close again. Call 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsockoxfordrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It's been another slow start for direct cash cattle trade activity through at least midday. Bids have been elusive this week. Asking prices are around $188 live in the south, but have still not been established in the north. Look for significant trade volume to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef is higher at midday on good demand for heavy offerings. Choice up $1.61 at $308.45. Select is 87 cents higher at $289.48. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers and heifers were mostly steady with spots from $5 lower to $5 higher. There were some long-weaned calf weight yearlings that sold with a higher undertone. The USDA says demand was good for a nice run of mostly yearlings. Calves were also met with good demand. Medium and large one feeder steers, 705 to 749 pounds, brought 251.50 to 260.25. Feeder steers, 817 to 834 pounds, brought 249.50 to 252.25. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 722 to 744 pounds, brought 246.75 to 249.75. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday with decent negotiated purchases. Processors likely need more hogs, and that could result in them ramping up their procurement efforts and bidding up to move them. Supplies of market-ready hogs are ample. Hog weights are up more than a half pound this week to 284.8 pounds. That's also nearly 3 pounds heavier than year-ago levels. Demand remains key. While global demand has been strong, there are lingering concerns about domestic demand strength. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of 74 to 76.50 and a weighted average of 75.52. The Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 75.65. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $60. At Illinois, solder sale prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings at $56 to $68. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were higher at midday, up 82 cents at $95.63. Bellies jumped more than $7 to start the day. The rest of the primals were lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. We've got timed auctions and real estate for you in October. First, we have the Philip Schultz Estate timed auction in Muscadet, ending this Sunday, beginning at 5 o'clock. This is a nice collection with a car, tools, and household furnishings. Then we've got our combined estates auction, ending the following Wednesday with the Old Town wooden canoes, tools, furniture, and some mannequins to get you ready for Halloween. These timed auctions are online only and available at wilkinsonauctions.com. We've also got real estate to sell from Wazika to Beaver Dam. Some of the new listings include a three-bedroom cabin on the Wisconsin River with a large garage, a buildable lot on the Wisconsin River near Blue River, a cash-flowing duplex in Spring Green, and an Airbnb cabin on Avoca Lake. We've got another half dozen listings coming down the pike soon. If you're looking to sell or buy real estate, call Wilkinson Auctions. More info on all of our real estate listings and how to list and sell with us at wilkinsonauctions.com.
A better understanding of food safety recalls. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. There have been a lot of food recalls in the news lately, both from the Food and Drug Administration and the Food Safety Inspection Service from the USDA. But does it matter who's doing the recall? The difference between a FDA food recall and a recall from the Food Safety Inspection Service ultimately lies in the agencies that are responsible for regulating different types of food products. The Food and Drug Administration oversees most foods, including packaged items, dietary supplements, and bottled water. Those recalls can be initiated when there is evidence that a product may be harmful to consumers. Last month, for example, the FDA issued a recall on shell eggs from a farm in Wisconsin after people in 9 states fell ill with salmonella. The Food Safety and Inspection Service is part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It regulates meat, poultry, and some egg products. Recalls occur when there is a safety concern related to those specific products, such as a bacterial contamination, or sometimes it's improper processing. Once a recall has been made public, Dr. Haley Oliver, a food safety specialist at Purdue University, says consumers have a couple of options.
You could return the food to the store, or you could simply throw them away.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Building great prices from the ground up. Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation for quality selection and price. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. They have the knowledge and complete supply of lumber, drywall, wood studs, roofing, windows and doors, insulation, cement, molding, and more. You name it, they've got it. Build with quality. Build